Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Athletical Parsnips. I hope today finds you with a settled stomach and a fine selection of confectionery in your sweet drawer. Imagine, if you can, that you are enjoying a stroll along a leafy hedge-lined single-lane road in North Devon. In your jacket you have a lovely foil-wrapped lump of pocket meat, ripening nicely in the warm afternoon sun. You stop briefly to observe a greenfinch sat happily atop the hedgerow. Hello, Mr. Finch, what a lovely day it is. Thank you for stopping by so I could say hello. At that moment you hear a bang from behind you and the finch falls dead into the hedge. You turn around to see a trouserless puffball of a man holding an air rifle and laughing as he says, "Falkland finches always taking the piss out of one and shitting on me mucky book stash." It is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. Oh, Mr. Air Rifle, round, sweaty and frightful. Oh, Mr. Finch Killer, skin like polyfiller. Oh, Mr. Black Cat, soaks his pubes in duck fat. Oh, Mr. Bulbous, duck fat covers the fungus. All right, Andy, did you enjoy that?
No, didn't really enjoy that very much. I'm not actually allowed an air rifle. I've been banned.
All right, an injunction or something like that?
There's been a council injunction there. The most powerful weapon I'm permitted to have is a Gatti.
You're allowed a Gatti?
I'm allowed a Gatti, and that's all.
Yeah, it can be a very useful weapon, you know. You might remember I watched Greg Ovens on the YouTube, yeah?
Right.
And he takes out birds, little critters with his Gatti, yeah. No problems. He has little ball bearings, you know.
What, like sky critters?
Sky critters, land critters, anything. He's not bothered. He's got He's got a wheat, you see, Andy. He's a survivalist.
Hang on. He takes out a critter with a ball bearing from a Gatti. That doesn't seem very fair.
Gets it right on its forehead, then puts it in his pot.
In his dinner.
He's a survivalist, you see. Andy, I've got to say, your plain T-shirt today, it's a little bit sombre, isn't it, really?
It's just a black T-shirt. There's no hidden agenda.
It's off black, I'd say. It's very, very dark grey.
No, it's black. It's new. It's not even faded from the wash. It's new. It's from Asda.
Yeah.
It was in the £2 for £5 range.
Yeah.
Standard plain T-shirt. I got this one, and I got, what would I describe it as? Kind of a salmon pink, the other one that I got.
Oh, God, you in a salmon pick? That's like walking bacon.
Well, you know, I thought summer's coming. I thought I'd dress appropriately for summer. Clocks have gone forward, you know.
A man like you in a... with salmon... Oh, bloody, I don't understand the youngsters.
Well, what are you wearing? What have you got on?
I've got on I've got on a dark...
You got a black T-shirt on.
It's a dark grey shirt.
Yeah.
Needle corduroy. I've had it on for 2.5 weeks, actually, minimum.
What, day in and day out?
Yeah, I can't be bothered changing it.
God, you must stink.
Well, I do, but it's lockdown, isn't it? I mean, look at me. I look like Tom Hanks, don't I? Castaway, to be honest.
You do look like... you look like someone who's been locked down for a very long time, actually.
I know what you're doing with that black look. You're trying to look like a kind of Japanese architect, aren't you?
Well, maybe, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, you're not pulling it off. Would you like a new name, Andrew? You can have one, you daft bastard.
I'll consider them.
All right. Barry Handrail, right? He hangs around in stairwells spitting at flies, yeah? That's a life, isn't it? Sticky Mick, he catches flies in his honey-covered hands, and he says, interesting, that he does it to combat knife crime. So, are you interested in them? Or you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs?
A little bit. I'll just be running hot dogs, although I would like to say that I am opposed to knife crime.
Well,
in all of its forms. So, yeah.
Obviously not committed enough to change your name to Sticky Mick, but there you go.
No, not quite enough. Would you like some choice of names?
Oh, yes, please, go on.
You can be Chesty Michael, which is self-explanatory, I think. Or you can be John Timber. He's part man, part month. Or you call it me, Honky Tonk.
That's it. I mean, Mr. Chester, I always like those people, like, who have got chest weasels. You don't speak a bit like that. You know, only fools and horses. I've always imagined that as that condition's called chest weasels.
Chest weasels. You can be Chesty Michael. He can suffer from chest weasels if you like.
Okay, I'll take it.
Chesty Michael you are. There we go then. How nice.
So, Andrew, I've had a motivational blog. Well, actually, it's a brag, motivational brag, sent to me by Mr. Barry Homeowner. Long time no less to hear from him.
Motivational brag. Okay.
Yeah, are you interested?
Very interested indeed.
I'll give it a go then.
Yeah. Hiya, Rooney. I'm Rooney to the business sky. Barry C. Homeowner here, helping your passage to success stay smooth and frictionless. Ooh! Start the day with Greek dips smeared on a poppadom and rinsed down with the juices from unknown berries. If you need an energy boost, Google my name and be invigorated by images of achievement and likability. Remember, when it comes to pure commercial experience, I knew Burger King when he was just a prince. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up into the business sky. And you'll feel like you're making love to a Chinese onion. Who needs friends when you have targets? Who needs hangers-on when you've got an instant hot water tap on your kitchen island? If you crave social interaction, you will find everything you need at your local Audi dealership. You don't have to purchase, and those guys are hilario. Have a campuchuchu, have a test drive, rest your ass on the ergodynamic seating. It's like attending a free course at LOL College, but without the fees. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up into the business sky, and you'll feel like you're making love on the top of an anthill. Leisure time is treasure time. I usually spend it alone, roller skating around the web, looking at cutting-edge tech and smoothie variations. Dried mung bean shavings, add to basket. Imran Khan haircut stencil, add to basket. Mathematical knickers with self-cleansing gusset, add to basket. Erotic wood carvings with Bluetooth compatibility, add to basket. Ping me, don't ring me t-shirt, add to basket. You're never alone when a parcel has your name and address on it. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up. Up to the business sky. And you'll feel like you're making love. Making love on an oatmeal carpet. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thanks. Barry C is away.
Oh, thanks, Barry. That's his motivational brag, Andy.
Wow. I think he mentioned... did he mention LOL College there?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That's what it's like if you spend time with down the Audi dealership. Can't speak today.
All the learning and the laughter as well. That sounds great. Thanks very much for that, Barry Homeowner.
Why, Irish Tony Littlewood, welcome along to another episode of the Dumb Pod. Dominic Littlewood's podcast, and my very special guest this week is former comedian Bubba. Hello, Bubba. Thank you for joining me again on the Dumb Pod. We just like to get together, talk about things, you know, chew the fat, you know, shoot the breeze, that kind of thing. So, first of all, I want to ask you this, Bubba. If an alien came into the room right now, would you try to befriend it? Or would you try and knock it out?
I think I'll be honest with you. I think I'd knock it out. Or try to knock it out.
You'd have a go. Would you fancy your chances of knocking it out?
Well, I mean...
You reckon you're a bit of a tough guy when it comes up against an alien, do you?
Well, hold on, Tom. If it were massive, like some sort of...
It could be massive, yeah, I was going to say.
If it's massive, I probably would try and talk it down, you know, like befriend
it. What if it was mostly made of ectoplasm? You can't knock that out.
No, you can't.
No, so, I think again.
I don't really like this. It makes me a bit worried, Tom.
I'll go to another level. What about if I peeled my face off right now and revealed that I was an alien? Then what?
I'd knock your head off.
Whoa. You'd try to knock me out, would you?
I would.
Well, good luck with that. I'm very, very sinewy.
Yeah,
so
you
very
are.
Good luck with that. Okay, good. Another one. Do you think it's weird that you can actually buy a hard-boiled egg in the shops these days?
I do think it's weird. Although, can I say this, Tom? I always thought it was weird that you couldn't buy one. Do you know what I mean?
Why? Well, that's kind of the second part of my question was going to be, oh, is it progress? So for you, Bob Boomer, it's actually progress.
It is progress.
That you can buy a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. Can I tell you my little story, Dom?
Please do, yeah. You think you fill the time in.
I love hard-boiled eggs, yeah?
Yeah.
And I used to, when I was on tour, I used to go to the services station, and all I wanted was a hard-boiled egg, but they won't sell them individually, yeah? But they'd have the salad set out, the plate, with the egg salad, right? Yeah. And I would say to them, can I have the egg salad? But I only want the eggs. And they would never give it to me. They were not allowed to sell it individually. So, progress indeed, Dom.
So you would buy the full salad and then bin the rest, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can't sell it if it hasn't got a barcode on it. You can't put a barcode on an hard-boiled egg. Believe me, I've tried. I'm glad you've got an opinion there. Personally, I don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay.
I'm very much on the fence on that one. Got to just quickly interrupt this for a little message. This podcast, The Dump Pod, is brought to you in association with sausages. And also endorsed by my good friend who's joining me today, Joe Swash. You like to just say a little word, Joe? Joe Swash!
There's Joe.
No, Joe. We agreed what you were supposed to say at this point. Joe Swashages! It's better for you, Joe.
Ah, Joe Squashes is.
Sausages, they're good for you. Very quickly before we go, Bob, have you got any friends who you wish you could probably just maybe remove from your inner circle? A friendship. You don't have to name them. I just want to know if you've got anyone connected to you who you wish would just fuck off.
No, I think I've done all my rooting out over the last 60 years, Tom.
You've rooted them all out, have you? You've filtered them out.
I think so. It's
very good.
Sounds to me like you might have someone, Tom.
Well, there's one or two, but I'm working on it. Don't worry about that. I'm working on it.
What are you going to do? Knock them out, Dom? Or will you just try and knock them out?
No, I will do anything like that. I'll just change my phone number.
Okay,
Dom. Ignore them.
Well, it's...
That's the best way.
Been a pleasure.
Or I could actually feign a brain injury. And then when they get in touch, I just pretend I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one, don't you?
No, I don't, Dom.
No. Well, thanks very much for joining me on the Dump Pod today, Mrs. Bob Over, and we'll be back with another one another time. Bye-bye.
See you, Tom. Do you want a little quiz, Andy?
Oh, I'd love a little quiz, Bob.
Yeah?
Hit me with it.
It's called the wingspan quiz. Right?
Right.
I'll introduce it. Dying, pop, thwack, thrush, peanuts, crash, zap, starling, yeah, bang, honk, blackbird, give me just a little more time. I'm looking for the largest to the smallest wingspan. You can go either way. Blackbird, starling, thrush.
Jesus Christ. I mean, what is the actual point of this quiz?
How
am I meant to have any kind of specialist knowledge that can...
You've seen a blackbird, a starling and a thrush. You can make an educated...
I've seen them.
Yeah.
There's not a lot between them,
no,
size-wise.
I'll tell you what, the biggest difference is 12 centimetres. So that's not bad.
So I'm just guessing, I'm just going to just say birds and then just hope I'm right.
Well, if that's your attitude.
Right, blackbird, thrush, starling. From biggest to smallest.
Starling biggest at 42 centimetres. Blackbird second at 38. Thrush at 36. Unlucky, Andy. I hope you've enjoyed. Pap, thwack, prush, peanuts, crash, starling. Oh yeah, bang, honk, blackbird. Give me just a little more time.
I have not enjoyed it at all.
All right, I won't do it again then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got some questions from the Parsnippers that we'd like to answer at this point. Do you have any in front of you?
I haven't got them in front of me, but I'm more than happy to answer them, Andy.
Tim Halliday,
yeah,
has been in touch before. He says, I need April the 9th off. P.S. You wouldn't give me time off in December, so please. I think we just didn't give him time off because he never said please.
The 9th of April he wants off, yeah?
9th of April, yeah.
He can't. I'm sorry. I'm going fishing with Paul. So I'm afraid he'll have to cover for us that day.
He'll have to cover. So, I was just going to say no, because he hasn't said what it's for. So
fair enough.
I'm not just going to give people time off willy-nilly without knowing what it's about.
No, he's going to have to cover for me and Paul. Unlucky.
Okay, fair enough. Simon Gatfield says, my dog attacked and captured a butterfly, then I saw it leave its mouth. Is that a unident? I'd like to think so.
100% from me. What say
100%.
You?
100%. Yeah, I've never seen that happen before. I'd like to know what went on in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'd like to know whether the butterfly kind of released some kind of noxious gas or toxin or liquid even.
Got a residue.
To make it a residue, anything like that.
Are you doing,
curious that?
I wonder if the dog simply coughed up a dead butterfly. I mean, we're all hoping that it flew out, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just killed it by, what do you call it?
Dampness. I don't think butterflies like those.
There's a word I'm looking for. But
suffocation.
Yeah. Suffocation's the word I was looking for, yeah. It was in there for a couple of seconds, suffocated it and just gobbed it out.
Yeah, could be.
Maybe we'll never know. Colin Booth says, when will Bob reveal all about the annuity that the FA pay him to not say about the move that will end football for good? This goes back to almost the very beginning of this podcast.
Right.
5 years ago, and you still haven't revealed all.
I never will, you know. I know a move that guarantees you scoring a goal from within the penalty area, so the FA pay me an annuity every year not to reveal it, because that would be the end of football. I'm happy with the arrangement, and it gives me quite a lot of influence, Andy, over the game. Mm-hmm. And so here's one. I'll prove you the influence I've got, right? Do you know when a player, let's say it's a right-back, kicks it up the line and it swerves out of play in the air, then comes back in play. Or alternatively, on a corner, it goes out of play, then comes back into play, yeah?
Yeah.
You watch. That's going to be legal within 2 seasons' time because of me. That will not be considered out of play. And that's because of my influence.
You are activating that.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you're activating that rule change.
It's up to them, Andy. It's that or the game's over.
Oh, it's either that or you just spill the beans.
Yeah. It's power, isn't it? That's power, isn't it?
So what are we now? 29th of March 2021. So by 29th of March 2023, that will be...
That will be the law, yeah.
Well, incredible
Interesting, isn't it? Infinity Rocket Plastics... I've got hold of a bit of script from the latest episode of Geordie Heat, which is the box set that Steve Bruce is making for Netflix, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'd like you to help me here, Andy. We'll have to. It's in script form. I've sent it to you. Mm-hmm. So I'll read out the instructions, you know what I mean, the whatever they're called.
Is this a doc file?
How do you mean? D-O-K?
Is it on a doc file, is it?
I think it's PDF.
PDF.
I think so, but I think it's been, what is it, where they shrink them?
Yeah, is it a PDF that can be edited, or is it the one that can't be?
Can't be, can't touch it.
Oh, right, fine, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, Geordie Heat, hot Geordie streets, crime on the Tyne, Hot Geordie Nights. How we're the squad. Interior, Northumberland Police Incident Room, midnight. DC Denise Walsh answers the phone. Hello, you're through to Geordie Heat Squad. DC Welsh speaking. Can I take your name, please?
Oh, Mr. Sting from the Massive House, God's sake!
All right, Mr. Sting, calm yourself down. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, you know that skinny lass, Donna Eyre? Well, she came round the Massive House after the reggae club last night and she's refusing to leave. I need someone to come round and boot her out on her arse.
Well, can you not do that yourself, Mr. Sting? We have very stretched resources here.
She said she wouldn't leave, like, unless I give her a lift in me buggy on account of me drive being so massive.
Well, we could send a squad car, Mr. Sting, but it might not be for a couple of hours. And then, of course, it has to get up your massive drive.
Couple of hours? Fuck that! I'll just call Geordie Cabs and put it on me account. Thanks for voting nothing.
Chief Inspector Mike Ashley enters the room.
Right, listen up, you bunch of northern monkeys. I'm getting real heat from the regional about the vandalism on the graves at Heaton Cemetery. I want an update now. Come on, D.I. Bruce, fill my fetid lungs with info-fucking-mation.
Aye, of course, sir. At this moment, we have D.C. Shelby and D.C. Carol Beardsley.
A fucking bird? God help us!
I know, sir. It's quarters and that. Anyway, they are, as we speak, carrying out surveillance activities at the cemetery. We're hoping we might bag our offender tonight. Cut to exterior Heaton Cemetery. DC Shelby and Beardsley are seated behind a large memorial.
This is a fabulous gig for me, Carol. I love cemeteries and the dead and the darkness and that.
What's with the cape, John? Has it got loads of fucking pockets or summat?
No pockets at all. But when I raise it to my nose, I can peep over it like it's a woolen fence. It makes me like a walking shadow. Even the dead can't see me, and they are great at looking at stuff.
All right, fair enough. Hey, John. Dear John, do you fancy a bovril and some boiled eggs? Peter packed half a dozen in me bait box.
I would love to sink my teeth into the soft flesh of a boiler. Thank you so much, my precious darling.
I fuck off with the darling shite. Now, let's get these boilers out.
Cut to camera, zooms in on bait box. It contains six small new potatoes.
Fucking spuds. Little dirty Jersey fuckers. I swear down, I will fucking lamp him so hard his bollocks will land in Pakistan and his cock will fucking evaporate.
Carol picks up her phone and dials Peter.
Hello, love. How's it gunning down there?
How is it fucking gunning? I'm sat here with the egg trembles and you dozy fucking clown horn.
You go, girl.
Fuck off, J. John J. And you have to put six fucking spuds in me bait box and no fucking boilers. If you don't get down to Heaton Cemetery in 5 minutes with my boilers, I'll rip your fucking head off with a fish slice.
Tasty.
Okay, love. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Cut to interior Geordie Heat incident room. As you can see, boss, DC Henderson has a live feed from DC Shelby's body cam. Can you explain its workings to Chief Ashley, DC Henderson?
Images like electrics are visuals high speed, mind, down pipes. Stare at them and interpret them like it's real life. Over and out. You've got Kenny Jackett's eyes. Hold on, something's happening.
Camera zooms in to Henderson's monitor. External cemetery.
Did you hear that, Carol? Sounds like a hammer or a crowbar. Fuck! I hope it's not a wooden stake. I'll have a ganj over my woolen fence.
What can you see, John? JJ, John J.
Oh, it's some lass whacking a gravestone with a metal pipe. What a cheeky bastard.
Come on, let's go and fuck her up.
Carol and Shelby run towards the lass with the pipe. Shelby arrives first, but the lass high kicks him on the chin and he falls to the ground defeated. The lass turns to face Carol. It's Cheryl Cole.
Oh.
Cut to interior incident room. Mike Ashley.
Oh, God, we are right up Shit's Creek now. That only leaves the bird.
Give the little petler a chance. She's pretty feisty as DC Beardsley. Cut to exterior cemetery. Cheryl Cole.
Back off, Hinny, or I'll kick your tits over Sunderland.
You don't fucking scare me, Cheryl, you skinny fucking nout.
Carol reaches into her bait box and throws six Jersey Royals at Cheryl's head in quick succession. She then runs at Cheryl and fells her with one big lamp of her right forearm. Just as she is handcuffing Cheryl, Peter arrives.
All right, over. I bought your boilers. I see you've knocked Cheryl Cole out cold. Was she being a fucking nuisance?
Aye, a right fucking midnight creeper.
You called?
Interior, Geordie Heat incident room. There you go, boss. Another crime on the Tyne, successfully closed by Geordie Heat.
Well done, D.I. Bruce. It's all retired and a chipper you'd celebrate.
Exterior cemetery.
Peter, do you know how I brought the bitch down?
Did you bite her waistline?
No, I used them spuds you put in me bait box. If it wasn't for them, I might have took a fucking kicking. You're a good lad, Peter.
Thanks, love. Here are your boilers. What should we do with J. John J?
Just leave him here, he loves it. And you'll make him have a cuddle in the squad car.
Do I get funnies?
Ah, you can have a clamber on them whilst I eat these eggs.
Thanks, love.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie Nights. Away the squad. Hot Geordie Streets. That was an exciting episode, wasn't it, Andy?
Very, very exciting. I enjoyed that very much.
Oh, Andy, hold on a minute. We've got Paul Scholes on the line again. Hello, Paul.
Hola.
Thanks for joining us. I'm sure you enjoyed England's World Cup qualifier wins over the past few days.
Oh, I didn't see them.
All right. Well, why is that then?
Oh, they were ITV, weren't they? You know what ITV really stands for, don't you?
No, what?
Into your brain transmission vehicle.
I'm not sure. I don't think that's right, Paul.
Oh, yeah, you would say that, would you? Typical sheep behaviour, lapping it up like a cat or a sheep. Anyway, ask yourself this, right? Why has Ken Barlow been on Coronation Street for 61 years? He's clearly being held hostage. Watch his eyes and the way he blinks at the camera. He's screaming to be rescued.
Yeah, right.
Bah, sheep.
Yeah. Anyway, the Premier League's back in a few days and there's still lots to play for there.
Premier League. Right, put together the initials of every manager that's finished 15th in the Premier League since the year 2000. What does it spell out?
Dunno.
Weird secret business, that's what. Don't take my word for it. Look it up on the dark web, it's all there.
Right, so you think there's dark forces at work in the Premier League, eh?
Well, I always say this, right? Follow the money. Now, riddle me this. How come you can book months in advance without paying a penny and then cancel the day before and get a full refund? Who's keeping the thing afloat if there's no money changing hands?
I'm sorry, Paul. You totally lost me there, Soz.
Oh, no, that's not the Premier League, that's Premier Inn. I'm looking at the wrong dossier. Just ignore what I just said.
So you think there's something dodgy going on at the Premier Inn, then?
No comment. Hey, is this conversation being recorded by Infinity Rocket Plastics? Because my malware detector's going fucking haywire.
No, not that I'm aware of, Paul.
Right, I'm jamming it.
Well, there he goes. There goes jammed Paul.
It. Fucking jammed it.
I don't know how he gets through the day, you know.
Probably spends a lot of time on the dark web, I reckon.
I reckon.
Not healthy. Yeah. Not healthy at all.
I bet he hasn't changed his shirt for a while. Are you happy with that then, Andrew? Shall we? I want to go and watch some horror films. Oh, there's one thing I wanted to do because I'm genuinely interested in it, Andy. I just want to. I'd really like to know what you think. I was talking last night with me sons. Yeah, mm-hmm. We were trying to decide who is the definitive championship player. Yeah,
fucking you know,
who is the definitive one? Now, I'll just run some names past you. Ross Wallace, Jordan mm-hmm. Hugill, Daryl mm-hmm. Murphy, Lee Camp, mm-hmm. Chris Martin, Ryan Shotton, Martin Keogh. I know it's something to throw at you just like that.
Martin Keogh?
Martin Keogh, you know, the Derby centre-half.
Oh, Keogh, not Keogh. Not Keogh, part of the most pretentious centre-back pair in football's ever seen. Adams and Keogh with their glasses and their long words.
Andy, maybe. I'm going to stop you. Have a think about that.
Right.
And let's come back to it and let's ask if any of the Parsnippers...
On the next one.
I want the definitive championship player, you know.
Okay. And we're now ending this episode because you want to watch some horror films. Is that correct?
Yes. I've chosen them already, all lined up. See you, Andy. See you, Parsnippers. Thanks
again.
Bye,
Parsnippers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.